Hobart, Tasmania, December 9th, 1895. We feel very deeply interested in regard to the school question. This question was presented to me 21 years ago, and for about 2 years we contemplated it, considering it in the light God had given. Since I have come to this country, the matter has revived in my mind, and many things have been unfolded to me by the Holy Spirit, showing how those who have accepted the truth are to work in these last days. We must have schools, but they must not be molded after the fashion of the schools of the world. The advantage of having schools where our children can be educated in Bible principles was presented to me, unfolding more and more as we near the close of this earth's history, to show the importance of having the right kind of education. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. If this is the kind of education our youth should have, we must work to that end. God would have us separate as distinctly as possible from the world, that our children may not be associated with those whose example will be injurious. The things taught by those that are making void the law of God is not the education they need. They need an education which will lead them to respect the authority of home and of God. Unless our children are brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, they will be deficient in that education which develops a character after the Bible standard. At the time when the education question was presented to us, there were many who thought that our schools ought to be near the large cities. But as they discussed this, the Lord presented the matter before me, forbidding any such thing. What would the youth see in the cities? A people wholly given up to wickedness, God's holy day trampled upon by unholy feet, and amusement and holidays exalted high. God did not send his Son into the world to teach people how to get the highest kind of amusement and selfish gratification out of life. Christ came to teach men how to honor God, to teach them righteousness. Centuries before, when enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, he had given the children of Israel instruction as to how they were to teach their children. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, 7. If our youth had that knowledge, they could attain all the rest that was essential. But if they did not have that knowledge, all the knowledge that they could obtain from the world would not place them in the ranks of the Lord. They might gather all the knowledge books could give, and yet be ignorant of the first principles of that righteousness which would give them a character which God could approve. From the light I have received, if we locate our schools near the cities, the youth will have many temptations to meet. The school buildings should be erected in some locality where the youth can be educated in useful employment, and where nature can be used to illustrate the principles of the truth. In cultivating the soil, in disciplining and subduing the land, lessons may constantly be learned. No one would expect to settle upon a raw piece of land and expect it at once to blossom like the rose. The soil must be cultivated, and unless hard work is bestowed upon it, it will not bring forth a harvest. And so with the soil of the human heart. The Spirit of God must work upon it to refine and discipline it before it can bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Loyalty to God should be the sum and substance of all education. It should be presented as the foundation of education. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9, verse 10. And when the fear of the Lord is taught, the wisdom of God comes with it. But the devil has gained supremacy in the world, and that is why education in this line has not been given before. The authors of many of the books studied in the various schools of today are infidels. It is not according to God's order that such books shall be studied. He would have everything in the educational work in harmony with heaven, that the youth may be transferred to the higher grade and take with them the education they have received here. God would have us educated, not merely to use the brain, but to tax the muscles equally with the intellect. This will keep the human machinery in the very best possible condition to obtain an all-sided education. The young are full of life and spirits, and if this overflow is not expended in useful labor, it will come out in objectionable amusement and in transgression of the law of God. Train the youth to habits of perseverance and stick-to-itiveness. Train them to habits of order, and at the same time, educate them in the Christian life. It is of the highest importance that we give the youth the best education possible. Before the destroying angel passed over the land to destroy the firstborn of the Egyptians, the direction was given to the Israelites to gather their children into their houses with their parents. That lesson is for us. As far as possible, we are to keep our children from the association of those who would dim their ideas of God and of heaven. The influence of schools generally is calculated to obliterate the image of God from the soul. When the destroying angel passed over the land of Egypt, every soul who had gathered his children to him and had distinguished his house by the blood upon the doorpost was saved. This was presented to me as a lesson overlooked by our people. We should leave no stone unturned to take our children from the ranks of unbelievers. Again, it was presented to me that we do not, 1/50th part, recognize the importance of home influence in placing our children upon the right basis. The lessons they receive when in the home circle stay with them for life. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, did not attend the schools of the rabbis, and neither did John the Baptist. It was presented to John that the best lessons were to be learned from nature. There, God could instruct him, for he would not be influenced by the false maxims which were being taught even by those whom God had made the repositories of his law. But they had departed from God, and when the angels came to announce the birth of Jesus Christ, they could not go to Jerusalem because the inhabitants of that city were not looking for him. They went to the humble shepherds, and to them they gave the glorious message of Christ's appearing. John did not receive his education in the schools, but away from the schools. God was his educator. God has given the light that our schools should be more after the schools of the prophets. There the Spirit of God was so manifested that even when Saul, when pursuing David to kill him, came under the atmosphere of the school, he too received the Spirit of God and began to prophesy. God wants us to have our schools of that order as nearly as possible. In them, the Bible must stand supreme as the main basis of study. And as we study His Word, God will fulfill His promise and bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever He has said to us. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. What we need is that the Word of God shall be brought into our practical life. When the Scriptures are taught in the right way, God will bring to our remembrance the things of Him. As the blood circulates in the body, so the Word of God, as a living current, is to be brought into the life, fortifying the soul against the temptations that are without number. These temptations will come stronger and stronger, and our youth need an education which will enable them to stand. The teachers in our schools must be taught of God, that those who come to school may receive that class of education which will make them workers with God. This is the education which will strengthen and fortify the mind. No study of any books in the world will give such power to the intellect, such strength to the mind, as a study of God's Word. The true science of education is in the Word of our God. It is the study of the angels of God and of all the heavenly universe to obtain that education.